Beauties, welcome back. This is episode 3 and week 6 of my pregnancy. All right, let's get into this episode. Hey mamas, whether you're expecting, first-time mom, mom of two or more, or just here for informational purposes, welcome. My name is Tenley and I'm here to share my journey with you. That I was going to do some video content for this season around, but I must admit, having this on video is a little bit more nerve-wracking than I thought. Like, my faith podcast is just audio, and recording that just seems to be a breeze, but recording this video, the amount of times I play and stop and play and stop because just the beginning, I don't know how to start. But I promise you, I will still be posting videos and that I'm not doing any editing, so however this comes is however this comes. And if you're just listening to the audio, then you are missing out on all probably my awkward facial expressions, my pauses, all of that. Thank God that Aiden is sleeping. Well, he's actually not sleeping right now. He's in his crib playing because he doesn't want to sleep. But that's besides the point. I'm sure as time goes on, we may see him run into the video throughout the weeks of me recording this. But who knows? Anyways, that wasn't the point of this episode, but welcome to week 6 pregnancy diary entry, week 6. And I think it's week 6, 3 days, something like 3 or 4 days, something like that. And as usual, if you're watching this on video, you'll see me look over to the side because, or down, depending on where I have the laptop at this point in time, because I actually have my points from what happened this week. So I will remember. But what happened this week? Okay. So remember last week, if you watched the video, I said, oh, it looks like my stomach is kind of showing now. I'm week 5. Like, I think it's too early, but here we go. And then I said, you know, normally it's a little bit bigger at the bottom, but it was like midsection high. Well, guys, that was just because of poo. Remember I said that I'm not pooing every day. I finally had a release and that stomach didn't look the same. So I'm not showing. This is what pregnancy does to you. This, I wouldn't even necessarily call it, it's not constipation because it didn't hurt to come out, but it was, I was backed up, all right? And I got it out. So now that that's out of the way, what happened? I know one thing that happens during the first trimester is naps. Like, you're tired, you're exhausted. And I think the first couple weeks, when I found out I was pregnant, even before I found out I was pregnant, I think me just being so tired during the day was a sign that I was pregnant. Now, 6 weeks in, some days I have like a burst of energy where I don't even need to take a nap. And then there's other days where I'm like, no, I need to sleep today. And those days that I'm so busy that I'm not able to sleep has literally been draining me. I can still feel my emotions going and I'm trying really hard to manage them because I know it's my hormones. Being aware of it is something that is different, I think, from the last pregnancy. And I don't think I was very hormonal. Maybe I was. My husband can tell you that. But I can feel the difference of my emotions during this pregnancy. So I'm doing my very best to manage it, like literally control it, find things that I enjoy to distract myself. And another thing is, especially when it comes to like my business and like my podcast, when I have an idea, I'm go, go, go. I literally plan out how I want things to be done. And I've been doing that. But I'm finding that I need to find more time to rest. So this week I wanted to get 6 episodes out for my faith podcast, which I'm pre-recording for the new year. And guess what? I got 3 done. And the next day I want to get another 3 done. I'm like, no, I'm going to relax. And this week was March break. Again, not the time that it's being posted, but the time that I'm recording this, it was March break. And I said to myself, no, I'm not going to push myself. Yes, I may be behind schedule of what I want it to be, but I'm going to pace myself. On top of it, it's until the, like, these episodes are not coming onto the new year, so I have time, but I just want to catch up to where I am logistically reading right now in my study. But anyways, that's not the point of this. Just managing through my naps, getting my work done. Oh, by the way, do you see this shirt? This shirt is actually the shirt that I wore. It says, oh, .. baby 2021. This is the shirt that I wore. My husband has the matching one when we announced that we were pregnant with my son. And we announced that we were pregnant with my son on my birthday. We had a birthday barbecue. So it's interesting how I'm wearing this in one of our in one of my recordings. But anyways, I just thought it was interesting as I looked at the camera. What else? Oh, prenatal. So my prenatal vitamins, there's so many that are out there, and I know when I first decided when I was pregnant with Aiden to take like prenatals and what I wanted to do, which ones I wanted to take. It was a girlfriend of mine, who's more about like natural stuff as well, and she's like, "This is what I took. This is what my sister took." So I went and I bought it, and I loved it through my first pregnancy. So I said I'm gonna start doing it through my second pregnancy as well, but my doctor, where is it? My doctor told me, for the first 3 months of pregnancy with Aiden, which is what we're doing with my child now, the one I'm pregnant with now, is this thing called Halofer CF. It's a prenatal, and it helps with like the helps to reduce the risk of neural tube defects when taken daily prior to pregnancy and during early pregnancy for the prevention of treatment of iron deficiency. So this, I took it for the first 3 months, my first pregnancy. I'm doing the same thing now. And that's all I took for the first 3 months of my first pregnancy. This pregnancy, when I first started taking it, I decided that I was going to take it with the other two that I took from month 3 to month 9, 10, right? So for the first couple of days, I was taking all three. So this is one called Baby and Me by Megafood. And it's natural. Like it's literally natural. If you can see it in the camera. Hold on. I don't, can I, did I get it to, there we go. And then the prenatal, oh, is it gonna focus? Focus, focus, focus. There we go. Prenatal DHA supports brain development in babies during pregnancy. So like I said, I took this in my second pregnancy through month 3 or month 4 to month 10. And this pregnancy, I started taking all three for the first couple of days, and I said, I don't, I'm gonna pull back because some of the stuff that are in the Palifer CF are also in the Baby and Me, and I didn't want to duplicate, cause any issues. So right now, all I'm doing is taking the prenatal DHA in the morning, and then the Palifer you have to take at night. So that's what I'm doing right now, month 4. Then I'll stop taking the Palifer and I'll go back to the Baby and Me. So that's the prenatal I'm taking. If you're a pregnant mother, or if you're a father and you're listening and you know your partner is pregnant, what prenatal are you taking? Because there's so many out there. And what was your decision on why you chose that one? Because I know sometimes we hear from other people, which is why we took it, or we've taken so many and it just didn't make us feel good, so we chose to do that. What's your reasoning why? I'm always interested to know why mothers decide to take the ones that they do because there are so many on the market. And then even in regards to like pregnancy symptoms, I didn't have any pregnancy issues with Aiden, like no, what is it called, nausea or like diarrhea or like actual vomiting, losing weight. Like I did, I didn't expect headaches. Pain, body pain. I didn't experience anything with Aiden other than, you know, towards the end of my pregnancy having lightning crotch. Lord, I pray that I don't get that through this pregnancy because whoa, that is not, that was not nice. And even through the first trimester, I don't necessarily have any symptoms other than the moodiness that I'm feeling. No bodily symptoms. But I did I did experience cramping on my right side. And a lot of us, when we think of cramping or any type of pain, we automatically go to miscarriage. And my mind went there. I'm not gonna lie, my mind went there. But when I started researching and talking to other moms, they're like, actually, cramping is quite normal. Back pain is quite normal during the first trimester, sometimes throughout your entire pregnancy. And the good thing is, it's not happening 24/7, it's like random moments where I feel it. So if you're experiencing cramping and it's not associated with like blood spot, well, spotting is also a normal pregnancy symptom, so don't worry. But if it's not too much blood, like clotting and stuff like that, it's not anything to be worried about. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a fertility specialist, none of that. So if you are concerned, go and see your doctor, go and see your midwife, whoever is supporting you during this pregnancy, that is a medical professional, go and see them. But from the research that I've done and the people that I've talked to, mothers and people within fertility, it's not a concern. So it's nothing to worry about. And talking about midwives, OBs, whoever you're going to choose to be your medical professional during your pregnancy, we chose to go back with our midwives again. So if you don't know our story about my pregnancy with Aiden, had lots of complications. If not, head over to YouTube, listen to our pregnancy series from me. Everything is after birth, because I didn't start talking about anything until after birth, but watching like from Aiden's surgery to all his health conditions that we were managing through, and going from a midwife to an OB because of his health conditions and all of that. But with this pregnancy, we are praying that there's no issues, and we decided to go back with our initial midwives that we had. So I'm so excited that we just got the email this week that they have accepted us back into the practice. Yay! They were amazing. Shout out to the Lincoln midwives in Ontario. They are the best midwives in town. I know I'm biased because they're the only ones that I've been with, but I love them. And it's been a great journey with them. Even when we were switched over to our OB because of Aiden's health concerns, like, they were calling to make sure that everything was okay with me and want to follow up with like what was going on with baby. And it wasn't just for informational, like, I wanted to be in your business. It was really because they cared, which I loved. Like, man, whoo. And yeah, it was a great experience. So I'm happy to be back with the Lincoln midwives. There's like, you'll just have to journey with me as I talk about them and how our appointments go and all of that. But I'm ecstatic, and I know my husband is, because when we decided first to go with midwives, he was very on the fence because, you know, he doesn't know anything about it, but he's only ever heard of OBs, and that's all he's seen from past, like, aunties, uncles, friends, all of that. He didn't know anything about them. So when he finally did his research and asked the questions that he needed in regards to midwives, he was sold. So he is excited as well, because he's, yeah, on board. But the last thing I'll talk about in this episode is blood tests. So I'm scared of doing blood. I'm scared of needles. But, you know, when you're pregnant, you have to do lots of these things. Part of your testing is blood work, because that's mainly how they can get information on you, you know, what's going on in your body, and later on in your pregnancy for baby, other than ultrasounds and all of that. So we did my blood test this week to test for all kind of things now that I'm pregnant. A lot of them is a repeat, obviously, from when I was pregnant with Aiden, and pretty much going to be the same kind of results, other than, you know, your iron may be different, and your HCG, HGC, whatever the title is, I never remember what it's actually called, that may be different. And I know they do, like, HIV testing, if you opt for that. I didn't, because I know that I don't have it. We did it just for the sake of doing it the first pregnancy, because we just weren't aware. So that's going to be the same. But yeah, I went in. My doctor's about an hour away from us, and I was very reluctant to say, should I go to him to get the blood test done, or should I get the midwife to do it? But I opted to go to him first, because I was like, yes, a day without having to travel with Aiden for an hour back, 2 hours, I was able to get some of my podcasts that I've been listening to, like some of the episodes, that I can actually listen to without having the interruption while driving, which is great. And then some audiobooks that I listen to, and just have some me time. So that drive was very peaceful. But because it was midday, and it wasn't one of those days that I had all this energy, it was one of those days that I was literally tired. It was, and it was raining on top of it, but I still got to listen to what I wanted to. So I'm very happy for that. And now I'll be out of my doctor's care and strictly over to the midwives once all the blood results get sent over to them. Anything else that I want to share? I think that's it. Still exercising. I do my exercise first thing in the morning. That's when I have the most energy. Sometimes I'm very tired in the morning, but it's after I get my devotional done. But what I'm finding, which is similar to what happens to me naturally. But I'm a little bit more exhausted now. But if I don't get my workout done in the morning, I don't have any motivation to do it throughout the day. Like today, which is a Sunday, I'm recording this. Sundays are normally my rest day. I decided to take an early nap and then do my workout lunchtime, like when Aiden is supposed to be napping. And it wasn't as bad because I think I slept first. But to do this every day or to do this another day, I don't think so. I think if I had gotten it out of the way first thing in the morning, I would have been in a better mood. I would have probably gotten this video done earlier, and I probably wouldn't be all over the place as probably this episode is going to sound. But regardless, like I said, this is my diary. If you're listening, you're listening. If you're not and it's not something you're interested in, that's fine. But this is going to be for me to listen back to as well later on in my life. My child to probably listen to later on in their life, just to see what mommy went through, what her pregnancy was like. But yeah, that's really pretty much all I have to say for today. Yes, this is my leg. If you're watching on video, I tend to sit like this because it's very comfortable for me, not because I'm pregnant, just in general. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say for today's episode. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for sticking through. How long is this? This is almost 16 minutes. Okay, it's gonna be past 16 minutes, closer to maybe 17, 18 minutes. But thanks for listening. Have a good one. And let me know, how is your pregnancy going? If you're pregnant, how is your pregnancy going? If you're not pregnant, you've been pregnant before, do you remember what your symptoms were at 6 weeks? I know every woman is different. Everybody's different. So nobody's going to experience the same thing. But I'm interested to know and have an idea of how other people are experiencing their weeks in their pregnancy and what differs from week to week. I can't say much has really differed for me, but I'm just one individual. So your experience can be very different than mine. But anyways, have a good one, guys. Bye.